Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. This is Gabe with you for the weekly sports podcast, Not Just a Game. And as we've been doing throughout this entire pandemic and through our COVID-19 era, we've been reaching out and trying to get the guests to kind of bring everything home and let us know. Sometimes we're trying to catch up with some of the folks out there that aren't quite right near us or maybe not right next to us. And that's what we're going to do again today. I've got three gentlemen from Freeport. We have the McShane brothers. I have Steve, Vance, and Dion. And if you're from this, anywhere's from this area, you know about the McShanes. You know about the McShanes coming out of Freeport. A lot of sports accolades have flown their way and are still flowing their way. And it's going to be really cool to catch up with all three of you. Got some exciting things going on. Some decisions have had to be made. So let's jump right into it, guys. First of all, thanks so much for joining us. This is a real treat for me.
Yes, sir. Shout out everybody.
Shout out to your Freeport people. I'm telling you, you guys got a lot of fans around here. I know that much. And I mean, I feel like I've been covering you guys almost your whole life. So I'm a little bit of a fan. I've been watching you guys so much as well. Steve, let's start with you. 24 years old. You played baseball and football at Western Illinois University. But let's catch up on your more recent adventures here. You caught on with an XFL team there back in January, and that was a hot thing going on with the new XFL. And then you got started, you barely got started and tore your Achilles. And that was it for the XFL adventure. Run us through that real quick. Give us an idea of what you went through, the emotional roller coaster that was that little stretch for you.
I mean, like you said, it is definitely a little roller coaster, but you know, everybody faced the adversity. I mean, for us, it's really not adversity. It's just you fall down, how quick you can get back up. So, you know, in these few months, this past year, it's been a little tough for me, you know, not knowing, you know, when I'll be back and how it's going to work out for what's next. So, you know, I'm not really worried about what's next. You know, right now, I'm just getting right, getting rehabbed up, and then, you know, whatever goes after that, it's go time.
Was it literally like day two of your XFL career?
Yeah, it was literally day two.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I was there for the weekend, but you know, no. Second practice.
What happened? Give me this.
It was a freak accident, a basic bag drill, you know. I go over the bag, go forward, and you know, my Achilles popped. You know, I couldn't do anything about it. I was looking down for a second. I'm like, oh man, this didn't just happen. You know, you want to think it's just, you know, like an ankle sprain or something, and then, you know, you get put out for the season. You're like, oh man. I said, well, you know, move on. Let's move on. So, you know, it's been an adventure for the most part, but you know, I'm moving forward for sure.
Well, like you say, what doesn't beat you down will make you better. It'll make you tougher, and you come out the other side more of a man. There's a lot of question marks then. So how much more rehab do you have before you feel like you're 100% and you can jump right back into whatever you want?
Well, I mean, you just never know with an Achilles. You can't go too fast. You can't, you know, you can't sit down too much because it has to get worked. You know what I'm saying? So, realistically, I give it about 2 or 3 more months or so, but you know, you never know.
Okay. And I mean, you still got a lot of athletics in your body and in your mind still, right? Are you still shooting for, what are your goals? You've always set your goals very high, man. And you've usually accomplished them.
I mean, being an athlete, you know, you're going to go for the highest goal. I mean, that's just part of my lifestyle, part of what's in my blood. So I try to do as much as I can whenever I can and be successful at it.
Good. Well, it's been fun so far. I got a feeling we're going to keep an eye on you and we'll see more. There'll be more. All right, Vance, it's your turn, buddy. I want to
what's up?
Next. And Dion, don't let Dion go far. He's next too. I want to hear from you. You guys can go ahead and do a little homework off to the side or whatever while you're waiting. That's fine. So Vance, you're 22. You've been playing football now at St. Xavier. How many years you've been there? How many seasons?
Two. Okay. Right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're playing running back. You've been racking up the numbers here this past couple of seasons. And now walk me into where you were at when COVID-19 came into our lives 7-8 months ago, whatever it was.
I was like right at the end of indoor track season. And I was just getting ready for, Nationals. For, yeah, 60-meter dash. And next thing, that curveball came, and they told us, yeah, you guys got to go home. So I was like, man, I really just did all that practice for no reason. I mean, running our lungs out.
Yeah. And could you have ever imagined back then that it would be this long until we'd even be – starting to talk about getting back out there for something? Because St. Xavier's NAIA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys, I mean, basically everything is now pushed to the spring. That's what we're hoping now, right?
Yeah, that's the hope.
What have you been able to do with football? Well, wait, before we get into that, so football being pushed to spring, that kind of throws another wrinkle into things for you two, you and Dion as well. And we'll get to Dion here shortly, but you wanted to play football and run track and field. Is that going to be possible now?
Yeah. Well, for me, track was just like to get a little faster for football and, you know, just stay in shape. Cause you know, we got spring ball, but I don't know. I wanted to run track to break the record. But they haven't really told us anything about track season as of right now. It's just really getting ready for the spring season, hopefully.
Oh, so track's more on hold, but football, you guys have a target date and you kind of know what you're looking
for. Yeah.
What's the team looking like real quick, Vance? Are you guys looking like world beaters? You got a great team ready to rock or what?
Yeah. On the defensive side, we got 10 starters back, and then on the offensive side, it's like the whole offensive line, I'm pretty sure, is back. And then me and another slot receiver. So it's about 7 guys.
Hey, nothing a running back likes more than having his whole line back, right?
Yeah. Here, good chemistry.
Bring it on. Do you have some goals for this season? Once we get back on the field and start to tear it up, what can you do this season?
Yeah, definitely. My number one goal is to get as many touchdowns as my number. So 24. And, yeah, again. As far as yards, I mean, you know, it comes, you know. So my goal is to try to get like 2,000 all purpose, but you know, you gotta aim higher than that sometimes. So I really don't know. It could be 3,000, 4,000.
Yeah. You're talking about having a season.
It's about to be crazy, though, whenever we get back on the field.
That's crazy.
Keep going. I love your guys' mindset. It's like there's nothing going to hold you guys back. I think that was all three of your guys' mindsets back in high school at Freeport as well. It's a confidence thing with you guys, isn't it? You must have been born with it. I think that's something that's just in your DNA. It's in your genes. Dion, let's slide over to you. 20 years old, Dion.
University, yes, sir.
Of Northern Iowa. What year are you at Northern Iowa now?
I'm a junior now.
Okay.
Junior, that's crazy.
Yeah, buddy. And you also got your season pushed, your football season pushed to the spring. Now, you kind of hoping or planning or definitely going to do track this year if all this COVID crap hadn't happened?
Oh yeah, I was definitely going to do, I was going to do indoor for sure. And I didn't know if I was going to do outdoor just because we had spring ball at the time, but indoor for sure. I was going to run the hurdles.
Okay. And just for a little background, Dion, how many state championships did you win in hurdling back in high school?
I had three.
Was it
three? I had three.
Okay, I didn't want to undercut them. I figured your bros would know. They were keeping track. So first of all, is it how tough is it? Is it hard for you not to be able to do track and field this season again then?
No, not really. I mean, I focus on football way more than I do track, but I say when I get the chance to do track, I just go all out.
Okay. So it's not like a heartbreaking setback for you. It's more football is more what you put on the top, and as long as you get that in, right?
Yeah, just like my senior year when I was at state and I pulled my hamstring, I was focused on getting to UNI just for football. More than tracking, just when I got the chance to run, whenever my coach said I could, just go in and do whatever I could.
I'll never forget that. You literally pulled your hammy at state, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just about to reel in a couple more state champions.
Yeah, basically.
Hey, I mean, you guys have done that. You guys have had all these obstacles. You've had crap thrown in front of you, and you just – overtake it, you get through it, and it seems like you come out stronger every time, which is what I'm thinking is probably going to happen with Steve again as well. Dion, give me your take on what this football season is going to mean to you. Hopefully you get started in February, hopefully get to have a nice full schedule. With everything we've gone through, what will it mean, a little bit more to get to that point and get on the field?
Yeah, so like this is a big year for me. Everybody know the junior year is probably your biggest year in college football. So when I get back, we will have 8 games to start off with, and then we do have a playoff set for the season.
Right.
But then after that, we will go into a whole new season, which is a 12 game, and then this is going to be the switchover is going to be kind of hard. But at the same time, I'm ready for it. You and I prepare us for it, so I'm not really worried. But I plan on being an All-American. Like, I work too hard for me not to be. So, yeah, that's about it.
That's about it. That's all. Just a little All-American. That's about it. No biggie. I'll be shocked if you guys don't all reach your goals. Vance, let me go back to you real quick. What do you take back? Do you use much of what you learned back in your Freeport high school days now, whether it be mentally in your preparation or mentally in your patience and waiting? But how do you reach back to what you learned back in your Freeport days nowadays?
I would say probably just self-motivation, you know, really just get coming up with something of your own, you know, just going out the blue, just doing whatever you can to get to where you need to be. And as far as like your goals and stuff, I know from high school to college, I would say I'm a little more patient running the ball at least. Mm-hmm. As far as that, really,
yeah,
I don't know. I was a little hot-headed in high school.
Okay.
But, like, now I'm, you know, I'm mature a little bit now.
Had to grow up sometime, right?
Yeah, as you get older, you grow up, so.
I've been told I'm going to have to do it sooner or later as well. Steve, what do you take back from your Freeport days and your high school days? Is there some lessons you learned back when you were in that grind back then that you still reach down and use today?
I mean, of course. I mean, you know, I always haven't been the biggest guy on the field, and, you know, everybody kind of – just me getting into the FCS, you know, I knew deep down that I was a better player than going into the FCS, but, you know, just because of my size and honestly maybe with the league, you know, my goals are like, I'm trying to get to the league and, you know, things be holding me back because of my size, but you know, I'm trying to move on from all that stuff and, you know, just take it day by day. Like, man, Steve, you really like that. So don't think about anything when anyone else says, just go forward and do what you got to do to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Any part of you still say, man, I still want to play baseball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was my first love. That was the first thing I picked up in my life was that baseball bat. You know, I remember back in the day hitting all those home runs in Little League. I'm like, oh, I'm about to be the best baseball player in the world one day. And then that first day I picked that football up, I was like, ooh. Uh-oh. I said, this feel a little different now. This feel a little different. I felt it in my bloodstream. So. Yeah, you know, it be coming back every once in a while, but you know, wherever life takes me, you know, I gotta go the best path.
Deion, where's life gonna take you?
Well, right now I place myself around greatness, to be honest. So like and just like at school, we have multiple NFL players that come back just to work out. So I work out with the NFL players. David Johnson, he came back, worked out with him, got a good workout in. So just like placing yourself around great things. I mean, great people will end up having great things. So that's all I do.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think we've got some more following to do of you. You've got a lot more career left in you. Maybe all three of you. It wasn't that long ago. We talked about, you know, the possibility of all three of you being in the league someday and lining up on the opposite sides or on the same team. I mean, is there still, you guys sit around the Thanksgiving table and still talk about that kind of stuff?
All the time.
Yep. Every single year.
All the time. We still young. We haven't hit our primes yet.
You bet. Steve, you're 24, Vance 22, and Deion 20, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Lots of time. Lots of time. Let me say, you guys have been, and I know I've told you guys this at separate times, but I really appreciated having you guys around and being able to cover you. Not only are you studs in whatever you do, but you're class acts. You're really good guys. And that makes a big difference. And if you think people don't notice that, you're crazy. People notice that. And that's why you have so many fans and why you have such a big following. So don't ever lose that. All right. You guys are really good dudes and that's important. That's a big reason why I wanted to get you on this podcast and let everybody get a little taste of who you were. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Real quick. One at a time, maybe throw out a little love back home, or what do you got? You got a message for your people back home in Freeport, hang in there kind of thing. Steve, start.
We got a couple things. And shout out to Freeport. Shout out to Freeport. Shout out to Mom and Pops for making some beasts.
Nice.
You know, you gotta put that in there.
Shout out Freeport. Definitely, as far as like the kids, you know, follow your dreams. Never let somebody tell you that you can't do something. You know what I'm saying? Just keep going. Keep striving for greatness and be the best you could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
Nice,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Nice. Deion, what do you tell the little Deion fans out
there? I would tell, hey, praise God, because he's the only one that's giving you the opportunities you are having. And keep grinding. Whatever, anything you do in school, sports, anything in life is never going to come easy.
Beautiful. Great stuff. Steve Vance, Deion McShane of Freeport. Three guys we've been following closely, and we're not done following you guys. Thank you, guys. This has been awesome. Let's do it again soon, all right?
Oh, wait. I got one more person to shout out.
Yo.
Shout out my trainer. Shout out my trainer, Neil Sheath, man. That's my dude. Yes, sir. They all down in. Me and my brothers be here in Texas training with him right now, so shout out to him.
Nice.
Guy.
We can tell from your tight shirts that your trainer's doing a good job. Nice job, guys. This was a blast. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.